You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Let's get ready to rumble!
Hello everyone, a warm welcome along ahead of what is one of the biggest fights on British soil ever. It's Anthony Joshua versus Vladimir Klitschko. Welcome along to the Boxing Podcast. Latest betting here with William Hill. Anthony Joshua 4-9. The draw 40-1. Vladimir Klitschko in the betting at 2-1. Dave Kellner here in the studio, joined on the line first of all by BT Sport pundit and Telegraph columnist Gareth A. Davis, who's live from Wembley. Good afternoon to you, Gareth.
A very good afternoon, Dave. Absolutely thrilled to be here. It's been an amazing build-up, and we're just getting to the real business end of it all now. And like Raheem, I think, really just looking forward to seeing these two men go to action now in the ring. It's a massive fight, as you say, in Britain, and a massive fight for Anthony Joshua, not to mention a redemption fight for Vladimir Klitschko.
It is Radio Raheem on the line with us as well on this podcast from Seconds Out. Raheem, you were with Gareth at the Open Workouts yesterday. You've got to see these two fighters up close and personal and maybe get a feeling of how the fight is going to materialise.
Yeah, cheers to everybody. I love being here in London, and always it's a great event. Matchroom's put on something spectacular for us. Me and Gareth were at the press conference yesterday, and even the walk into the press conference for these fighters was unprecedented. It's an amazing event, but one thing that's interesting about it for me is it kind of bookends my career personally. When I was very young and starting out in journalism and starting to cover boxing, the Klitschkos were training in my hometown of Los Angeles. So I met both Klitschko brothers when they were still with Emanuel Stewart right down the block from where I lived. And I was just starting my coverage of boxing at that time, and now I'm all the way in London and starting with Anthony Joshua. So this journey for me is a bit personal, and it makes the fight this that much more exciting.
It's incredible to think, Gareth, that Vladimir Klitschko has been around for so long, and it's a year and a half since his last fight against Tyson Fury. I suppose the question coming into this bout against Anthony Joshua is he as good as he once was? Has he still got enough left in reserve to challenge Joshua, who is the up-and-coming superstar?
Absolutely right, and I second what Raheem says. You know, it's been a pleasure for me covering the careers of Vitaly, both Vitaly and Vladimir Klitschko. And, you know, I was way back in the day in the early 2000s when he was fighting in America and trying to make his name there and establish himself in the American market. He has been an incredible champion with that kind of near flawless, machine-like defensive style of his, in which he lets his hands go later in the fight. I think he was undone. Everyone has a bad night. Everyone has a bad match, a bad game. It's very unforgiving, boxing as a business. And I think he had a bad night against Tyson Fury, who was obviously a great kind of bamboozling boxer who can do so many different things. And Vlad was disarmed by the uncontrollability of Tyson Fury. It may have just been a blip. Has been out for 18 months. It could be good on one side because it's given him a chance to recover himself. He talks about ego and obsession, but it's also given him a chance to really think about redemption. That's the great thing about this fight. At the age of 41, after 68 fights, so many championship bouts, you know, over a kind of 13, 14 year span, we don't know what he's got left. He says he's still got it. The intimation yesterday from both himself and his brother Vitaly is that they believe that they're technically better than Anthony and they can expose his inexperience. If he can do that, I think it could be a good fight for him.
Do you think that's the way the fight's going to materialise, Raheem? Do you think it's going to be Vladimir Klitschko looking to work Joshua from behind that jab and maybe try and unsettle him in that way? And we've not seen Joshua go the distance either yet, which is another step into the unknown if Vladimir can make this very technical.
Well, if I could frame the fight a little differently from my perspective, obviously I'm coming from another country, being the United States, and a bit of a different age bracket, not that significant, but a bit different. And so when I think of the Klitschkos in that time in my life that I discussed at the Open, it really was exciting for me because the heavyweight division, it was, we were on the heels of, you know, Mike Tyson when I was growing up, and Holyfield and Foreman, and those guys were my heroes. And the Klitschko brothers came in, and he lost to Lehman Brewster, which I celebrated because I was also a very nationalist American fan. But when they ultimately did claim the titles, the both of them, for me and a lot of American fans my age, it marked the drop-off of excitement for the heavyweight division. It was like off a cliff. It marked the barren ages, if we would say, the dark ages. So it's not that exciting an idea for me. Nothing personal with the Klitschkos, but as far as how they reign, their dominance is you can't argue with the fact that they were dominant. I'm not taking anything from them on that point, but they weren't exciting. And they weren't something that we celebrated in America or are happy to have happening, because the heavyweight division was just a boring, stiff, terrible, terrible time. And we mourned it. So I'm not sure what we'll expect from Klitschko, if it's that kind of same stiff, long jab, slow hug, big right hand behind the long jab, plodding performance, or if because he feels like this is a moment for redemption and he's had something taken from him that he didn't get a chance to reclaim from the guy who took it, and is now his chance to prove that he really is the kind of heavyweight champion that can fight a young, athletic, big, punching heavyweight. Hopefully that changes his style a little bit and we do get a more exciting fight, and we do have a story to tell at the end of this about how Vladimir Klitschko was able to adjust and change a bit and capture the moment. For my money, I think that Joshua, and it's interesting, I've got a bit of a turnaround on the way most people see it. Most people see Joshua early, Klitschko late. I see it the opposite, actually. I respect Klitschko's experience, the ability that I think he'll have to set traps to maybe confuse Joshua a bit, not just go down when he gets hit with a clean shot like so many of Joshua's opponents have in the past, and make Joshua have to refigure, reset, be able to exchange with Joshua without hitting the canvas every time he catches a 1-2 to the jaw. And late, I think Joshua's athleticism and youth and ability to maintain the pace is what might wear Klitschko out and ultimately get Joshua the win.
We do have loads of markets on the William Hill website. Hashtag your odds available on the William Hill website as well. So if you want to bet, you can tweet it into the traders using the hashtag your odds, and William Hill at William Hill will try and price it up. So we've got method of result, round betting, group round betting, and all the specials on the William Hill website as well. Gareth, just to pick up on a point that Radio Raheem made there about the heavyweight division maybe getting a little bit stale with the Klitschkos and how dominant they've been, and it's not really been exciting. Has Anthony Joshua brought that excitement back to the heavyweight division, in your opinion?
Yeah, of course he has. That's why this is such a big fight, because he's a very big man. He's very raw. In some ways, he's still a novice, even though he's a world champion. And I mean that in kind of very technical terms. He's still learning on the job, which most boxers are anyway. But he's still very young in his career. I think, to add to what Rady Raheem was saying, that I think the heavyweight boxing is always different to the rest of boxing. It should be about knockouts. It's about big men who are 16, 17, 18 stone, some of them, thrilling us because of the speed and power of their punches and the heaviness of those men. The very fact they're a different division to everyone else. It traditionally has been the big money division, the richest prize in sports, as it was once called. But because Klitschko was a defensive master, talk to him brilliantly and expertly, because he doesn't really like to engage. It's not his style in a tear-up by Emmanuel Stewart, the late, great Emmanuel Stewart. I think in many ways what we got from Klitschko was he will go down as one of the all-time greats purely on his record, if not by the way he thrilled us. I don't think he'll be able to change his style. He may well come out and do it for one fight. We don't know. But I don't think at 41 you really are able to completely change your style. Joshua will definitely let his hands go. But it's always exciting when a young, new, vibrant, different heavyweight comes onto the scene. And that's what Anthony Joshua is.
If I could build on that comment just briefly, I agree 100% with Gareth. That doesn't happen that often. We've got a heavyweight champion here in Britain that I think is the future, not just of the heavyweight division, but of boxing. You know, I've been winding people up all week.
Absolutely right.
I've been winding people up all week about his comment saying that he doesn't have to fight in the States. Although I do take exception to that, I don't really care where the heavyweight champion comes from or who carries the mantle of boxing, as long as it's carried into the next era in glory and an exciting time for everybody, fan young and old. And I think Joshua has the strength to carry that on his back, and he's also got the pedigree and is growing into the ability to shine in a way that so many have hoped the heavyweight division would soon. Tonight, or I should say Saturday night, is the night that that shine begins, that new era begins. If Joshua can meet this challenge, we're in a new era of boxing and just may be another golden age.
Can I add to Raheem? I think, Raheem, that I do genuinely think that Joshua will go to America, even though he said, I know he wants to go to Africa and fight because of his Nigerian heritage, but I really do think he will come to America because I think if he doesn't resonate in a massive way with the public there yet, I think he will eventually after a couple more fights if he gets through this. And I think he'll have to go there.
I'm certain of it.
Yeah, I agree.
I mentioned at the top of the podcast as well, both yourself, Gareth, and Radio Raheem have been covering the fight at Wembley throughout the course of the week. You've been at those open workouts. Gareth, has there been anything that we can take from those workouts that we either expected or didn't expect? Have those given you an inkling, an idea of how the fight is going to develop on Saturday night or not? Has it been standard fare?
No, nothing standard about this. They both look in absolutely prime physical condition. That was absolutely clear at the workout. Klitschko's got himself, it looks like, into the shape of his life. He's been very lean. I've seen him at times in training camp when he's obviously working incredibly hard. He looks pitch perfect for me. Joshua's just an incredible specimen as well. And I saw his workouts in his gym in Sheffield, where, of course, he has his training camp at the English Institute of Sport under Rob McCracken. I watched a complete two-hour workout there. He is a beast, pulling him up with pull-ups onto the height of a basketball net. You know, he's an incredible specimen. I think we saw the intensity of Klitschko watching Anthony Joshua's workout. We've seen... Well, the one thing I think sometimes for Anthony Joshua, this is going to be the acid test, whether he really can cut his teeth. He clearly has great respect. He's a genuine man. He has great respect, it's clear to see, for two things. What Klitschko's achieved as a great heavyweight, but also the way he carries himself as someone with great standing in the world because of the title he holds. But Anthony Joshua needs to be able to properly, he's very relaxed, but he needs to flick the switch when he walks out in front of that crowd tomorrow night.
I disagree quite a bit. We were at the same media workout, but I was stunned, shaken even, at what I saw. I thought, if I could say this, that Joshua looked like he was not on his game. He was very slow, methodical. He was going through the paces. Even his appearance, which is not something that wins fight for you, but can be a telltale of a guy's mentality, was a bit unkept. He didn't sign autographs with the fans. He didn't engage the media. He wasn't on his game mentally and physically. He didn't show us anything. Now, the question is, was he sandbagging? Did he not want to show us anything because he had the Klitschko's lurking? They were stalking his workout. Even Klitschko had the audacity to stand on the apron as he entered the ring. Surely they were playing mental games. But what I saw from Joshua was something I hadn't seen ever before, which was a half-hearted effort. So that, on the day, gave me pause. And on top of that, what I think Gareth is correct about is that Klitschko, for his part, looked amazing. I was also stunned by how athletic and how busy and how fluid his movement was, how excited he was to be there. He wanted to be no place else in the world, and he showed off. He showed off at the media workout, and Joshua fell flat as a board. Now, with that said, the following day, we had the press conference. I asked Joshua about it because, to me, it was a stirring visual. And he had cleaned up, not just physically, but mentally. He was back on his game. The smiles were back. He was buoyant again. And he explained it as saying it was he considered that media workout the end of his training camp. It had been all business all the time. And that was the last hurrah. And he was ready then to just transition into fight mode. And maybe there was a bit of training burnout. So it was good that that was the last day of his training, because I think if he had been one more day, maybe he might have overtrained for this fight and we'd see a flat performance in the ring, which nobody wants.
Well, it's a nice insight, Raheem, but the thing is, Anthony told us before he came out for the workout, because I was in a room with him, that he just wanted to... He doesn't want to expend any emotional energy, and that could have played a part, that he looked a little bit...
Well, that's not very different, though, is it? And that's really not what his brand is built on. His brand's not built on being tired and not wanting to expend energy. He's quite the opposite. We just talked about him being the heir apparent to the next golden age of boxing. You don't get to have an off night, especially at a media workout where you're building the fight. That, to me, shows a little mental weakness.
I don't think he did have an off night. I think what he was saying was he didn't want to expend too much energy. He's intent on staying very relaxed. I thought he was fine in the workout. He skipped the, you know, listen, he doesn't control whether he goes over to the crowd or not. They had him, you know.
No, sure he does. Not only does he control it, he insists on it. Just, I mean, these are fine points. But he didn't look good. I mean, listen, the fans commented on it, the media, everybody was stunned because we're not used to seeing that. And I'm willing to accept, I think, what your ultimate point is that that's not what we're going to see tomorrow night. But on the day, he wasn't in his usual form, is my point.
And I think, but it doesn't, does that make you pick Klitschko in the fight, though? That's the point. Do you know what I mean?
No, it gave me pause. He asked about what we saw at the media workout. That's what we saw at the media workout on Wednesday. It gave me pause. It made me wonder. I was quite sure he was going to win the fight with no question whatsoever on Tuesday, but when I saw the incredible performance of Klitschko and the flat performance of Joshua, and I haven't had the opportunity as you have to watch him in the gym building these past couple of months, but this is my first time seeing him work out since the fight's been announced, and I was absolutely stunned. Today, after having talked to him and seeing that he's mentally back in the game, explain himself, and I accept his explanation, I think, no, it doesn't change my opinion, and it was just an interesting fact about something I'd never seen before.
Yeah, well, I, you know, the thing is, I've had thoughts all the way along in this that Klitschko could old man him in this fight. He could use his experience. I mean, I thought that even before the workout, because I went to see him in his training camp in Stanglebert in the Austrian Tyrol, and he looked mentally so strong. He talks a great game, Klitschko, and we know what he's achieved over the years. So we cannot rule out Klitschko getting into his groove in this fight. If he really is mentally right and physically right, it will be a battle royal for Joshua. And that's why this is a great heavyweight fight, because there are so many imponderables. We don't know whether Anthony Joshua could change the pattern of a fight. Apart from the Dillian White fight, where he was hurt in the early rounds and he recovered, we don't know if he can be knocked down and get up and win fights, as Vladimir Klitschko's done against Samuel Peter in the past. We know he's been stopped before. But that's why it's, Raheem, it's such an amazing, fascinating, debatable fight. That's why we both sound so excited.
I don't disagree, and I'll be brief, that you're correct, and I hope I didn't give the impression that I don't think Klitschko has a chance. He certainly has a chance.
Yeah.
And you're
yeah.
absolutely right that that's what makes this such an electric event that's going to happen
yeah.
tomorrow night. I am picking Joshua, but by no means am I writing off Klitschko. You're absolutely right. We can only find out tomorrow night what's going to happen.
Let's finish with the betting, because we've got a full range of markets, and get your predictions for the fight. Anthony Joshua 4-9, the draw 40-1, Vladimir Klitschko 2-1. What you've got to take into account here is, as well, William Hill, in the UK particularly, we're going to field a lot of cash for Anthony Joshua. The public want to see him win. I think, to a certain extent, the patriotic pound is on Joshua in this fight as well. So maybe he is artificially short in the betting.
Yeah.
Let's get your predictions then, Gareth. Your prediction, how is the fight going to play out? Who's going to win? What's your prediction?
I think it'll be a cagey first round. They'll both feel each other out. But I think they'll get into it by the end of the round in a little way. And I think Anthony Joshua, my instinct says Anthony Joshua's got 14 years of youth on his side. He's got very explosive power. We don't know whether he's got the range of punches when they exchange to really go for it. He's trapped a lot of opponents in the corner and let his hands go. He's quite linear in the way he throws punches. If Klitschko faints, he's going to be very clever about it. We know about jab and grab with Klitschko. He's very effective. For me, instinctively, I think Joshua gets it done before the fifth round, maybe into the sixth round. But if Vladimir Klitschko is there in round seven and hasn't been hurt,
he's started to boss this fight, and he's used his movement and experience and the technique he's developed over the years to win it. And I think, you know, we might see a desperate Joshua in the end behind on points, but as he tries to catch Klitschko up, because I don't see Joshua winning this fight on points. If it goes the distance, I see Klitschko winning, but my instinct says that Joshua will get to him in the first half of the fight. And I think he has to, by the way.
Anthony Joshua to win in rounds 4-6. That is available at 7-2 here with William Hill. Raheem, your thoughts on the fight?
Joshua in the tenth, but it won't be a shutout. It'll be a sea change. Joshua will need to figure some things out early. Klitschko will be stronger and more buoyant than he's been in the past. He will, I believe, be obsessed and passionate about trying to claim this victory. It'll be a tussle early. Like I said, there'll be a sea change. Klitschko starts to crumble about the 10th. He'll be gone about the 8th. He'll be gone by the 10th.
Joshua to win in round 10, a big prize here with William Hill. 20-1, Joshua to get the job done in round 10. Raheem, thank you for your company.
There's no way Klitschko wins on points. Joshua wins on points all day.
Vladimir Klitschko to win by decision is 7-1. If you think Joshua's going to win on points, that's 6-1 here with William Hill. Raheem, thank you for your company.
Thank you, sir. Thank you for having me. Always a pleasure, Gareth. I'll be seeing you inside in just a beat. Can't wait for this fight tomorrow night. I'm always such a happy guest here in London. Can't wait to come back. I'll be in Sheffield for the 27th, and hopefully we can do this again.
Gareth, thank you as well for your company on the podcast.
Absolute pleasure, Dave. Great speaking with Raheem. It's lovely. It's lovely to hear the range of opinions we both have on this, because this is what makes this a great fight. It's been a brilliant build-up. It's always a pleasure to speak to William Hill's listeners. I can't wait for tomorrow night, and I do hope we see the coronation, if you like, of a new age in heavyweight boxing.
Fascinating exchange of views from Radio Raheem. If you want to follow Radio Raheem on Twitter, at Radio Raheem TV, and at Gareth A. Davis DT is Gareth's Twitter handle. You can follow myself at D. Kellner. Check out all the betting for Joshua versus Klitschko, Wembley in front of 90,000 people on Saturday night. Joshua 4-9, the draw 40-1, Klitschko 2-1. Enjoy the fight, folks. Thanks again to Radio Raheem and Gareth A. Davis. And we're looking forward to it immensely here at William Hill. Enjoy it. Check out all the betting on the William Hill website, and we'll be back very, very soon.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.